Now, more of the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. Today, we'll notice that there will be more people not going to work today because of spring break. It continues.
Oh, and also because those amateur St. Paddy's Day people who left their cars in our parking garage in my parking spot. How dare you?
And it's not just one parking spot. I look at it this way. Thank goodness they didn't get behind the wheel.
Yes.
Because literally, our parking garage is never this crowded.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny where, I mean, the majority of it is still empty, but yet you took up, like, all the spots where our employees park.
Every single one. I was like, wow, that must have been a big party here in Westport last night.
Thanks a lot, you selfish heathens.
I got to tell you, man, we had a lot going on this weekend. Trisha, at one point, I was just losing track of everything that was happening, except the soccer game. I had to watch the game.
Yeah, how about that Casey Current?
Man. And they looked fantastic. The stadium was beautiful. I watched it live. 9 total goals. Our 16-year-old playing for the Casey Current, getting a couple of goals. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It looked so awesome on TV. It just looked beautiful. I love our colors.
I do too.
I never would just, like, if I was picking out an outfit, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to put this teal with this red. But I love it.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
And then driving in, I come in from north, and it was like, there's nothing better than to see that Victory Monday of the teal Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Just bright teal. I mean, it really is. I was thinking about the same thing over the weekend. This logo and color is actually pretty amazing.
It's awesome. I mean, we had big weekend, so wins for Casey Current and also Sporting KC.
Yeah.
Also, we got to say congrats. So the KU men are going to the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. and the K-State women are going. They're both number four. number
it's
four
wild,
seed.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, once again, it was fun. We had 2 parades going on. Mm-hmm. We had the auto show going down in Bartle Hall. We had Irish Fest. I mean, it was like something was going on, and the weather was great. Then I wake up this morning, walk out of my balcony like I always do, ready to start a new day, and I'm like, oh, it's cold. I went right back and got in bed for a few minutes. It's cold outside.
My toes are still out. I've had my mani and my pedi, and my toes are like, hey, we've already emotionally accepted the fact that it is spring, and we are not putting socks back on. Nope. I refuse.
Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend, and later on, I'd love to hear from somebody, especially a little kid that made it to the game, because I watched the entire pregame. By the way, I want to say hi to our winner, Eric Woods. Mm-hmm. And he had a great time. His family, his daughter. It was kind of neat because they had a private table right in the middle of Trezzo. And we're all watching the game, watching it. And then Trezzo started getting crowded. People were sitting around the bar all wearing really cool teal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something you've never seen. I mean, we've had a team, but now it's just everybody in Kansas City is embracing it.
I just love watching how much people got behind the KC Current because it's herstory that we have this first stadium for women.
I, like
I didn't make it up. I can't take credit for
I
that.
I love it.
I love that we not only have this groundbreaking stadium that is for a woman's sport, but it was sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, completely sold out. I saw a lot of videos from other cities across the country that said, you know, normally we root for this team, but today we are all about the KC Current because we're just supporting women's sports and women's soccer, and it's just such a big day for that for women.
I mean, the game was played all over the country,
mm-hmm.
not just here in Kansas City, but 9 goals. That was truly amazing. Yeah. 9.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
It's so pretty, too, when you're inside. I didn't get to go, but just look at the videos. When you're inside the stadium and how you can see, like, the bridge. And, I mean, it just is in a really cool spot.
It's a great spot. Great location. So congratulations to everybody who was able to attend the game live and watch history in the making. All right, Teresa, let's take our first break. And when we come back,
an update on your tabloid trash, the mix artist that apparently helps you drive better. In my heart, baby, you
make a mess of me. Teddy Swims, Lose Control. Last week I said that song reminds me of a song that should be like on Dancing with the Stars or a dancing thing. They're out there already.
Oh, I was thinking more of like a stripper pole.
No.
But it kind of makes me think of that woman in the news that jumped into the river at Walt Disney World. Did you hear that
story? Yeah, because the pool was closed.
Yeah, topless. She's like, lose control. She doesn't care that there's snakes and alligators in that water.
No, but my point is like, it's like, to me, it's like that dancing, that ballroom dancing where they wear like ice skating stuff, you know, like the guys or the girls dress.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like. And I, sure enough, it popped up on my feed. I'm like, That's a good song to dance to.
It's a really good song.
I mean, it's just a great song. I love his voice, too. There's something about that guy's voice. And you got me to watch the video. If you haven't done this, first of all, listen to Teresa. She's always right.
That's right.
You had me watch Teddy Swims on the Kelly Clarkson show before the holidays.
And this was way back before the song really hit big.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson. She looks great, and she can sing anything.
She really can. She can sing any song. She can blend with any voice. She just sounds awesome.
Yeah, the show's great, too. She's a fantastic person. I believe she's back in court, isn't she?
I think she's suing her ex-husband for more money, because he was her manager. His dad was her manager. Mm-hmm. I get all confused with all that stuff. You know what's funny, though?
What?
Do you ever really watch the show, or do you watch clips on TikTok?
With Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Clips on TikTok.
I've never seen the show.
I don't even know what network it's on.
I got to look it up. It's syndicated. I'm not even sure where it airs here. I know. Isn't that bad? I don't watch anything. I don't ever watch any of the talk shows, but I love the clips.
Well, you know, we talked about this years ago. We want to be able to watch it when we want to watch. Now it's here. Now we're like, nobody even knows what time things go on.
Well, also, when you watch the clips, that means that they've weeded out the boring stuff.
Yes.
Like, here's the meat. This is the good stuff. But I feel like they should get credit for it. Like, they should get TikTok ratings or Reels ratings. Because we are watching it. We're just not watching it online on TV.
Yeah. Valid point.
Come on. Yeah. Hey, speaking of celebrities, maybe someday Kelly Clarkson will come to Kansas City again. She's been here in concert before. Remember when she fell on stage at Red, White, and Boom?
First
she tripped
show.
Over a speaker and she said, I'm okay. But we're getting ready to find out which celebrities are coming to Kansas City. So tickets are getting ready to go on sale for Big Slick. It is the 15th annual Big Slick. Isn't that crazy?
It seems like just yesterday we had Gloria on our show talking about it.
I miss Gloria. I've been talking to her a little bit on Facebook, and I haven't seen her in a long time. I miss her face. So we've got Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, David Koechner, Eric Stonestreet, Heidi Gardner, and then they will be inviting a bunch of celebrities. We don't know who's coming yet, but the event is May 31st through June 1st. All proceeds will benefit pediatric cancer research at Children's Mercy, and like always, it's going to start off with the softball tournament at the K on Friday, and then the big party at T-Mobile on Saturday. Tomorrow is a pre-sale where you can go to bigslickkc.org. You can register to be a Big Slick insider and get all the info. There's a pre-sale tomorrow, and then tickets go on sale to the public on Friday, March 22nd.
You know, I will say this about Big Slick. You named some pretty big names, and they have loved to come here for so many years. I think I'm going to say that them speaking to America had people coming here to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
Tourism in Kansas City is through the roof.
You know, Heidi Gardner from SNL, she's one that I've never had an opportunity to interview, and I want to because she's been very public telling her story about how she used to prank call people and pretend that she was a DJ from Mix 93 and that they had won a prize. And I love that story, and I want to talk to her about it. So, Heidi, call me.
Is that back when we used to do the prank calls and I got in trouble?
It was before. I think it was before we moved here.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just love that story. So again, go to bigslickkc.org. Pre-sale tomorrow, and the tickets are on sale for everybody Friday, March 22nd. And you can always just go out to the K if you go to the game on Friday. You can go and just watch. But it's just
it's
really
fun.
There's a lot of opportunities, and it's all, you know, a fundraiser. In other news this morning, entertainment news, 10-year-old North West, the oldest daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, announces that she is working on her debut album. She didn't give any kind of a date or a timeline, but when asked what it was going to be like, she just goes, "It's going to be great." That's a very Kanye-like thing to say.
Yeah.
Sad news, model and actress Cara Delevingne's house in L.A. was completely destroyed in a fire. The good news is, nobody was hurt. She wasn't even home at time. At the time, she was in England, and her two cats were able to be saved. Celine Dion says she's determined to get back on stage despite her recent medical diagnosis. The singer is currently battling a rare autoimmune disorder known as stiff person syndrome. And over the weekend, she posted a photo of herself and her three sons saying, although her battle with SPS is difficult, she is set on returning to the stage and to live as normal of a life as possible. And then she thanked just family, friends, and fans and everyone for all of their support. Have you heard the story about Bruno Mars that's circulating around? Reportedly, and again, this is just, I don't have any confirmation, it's just a story that's floating around, saying that he owes $50 million in gambling debt to MGM.
Then that's probably why he sold his catalog a year ago.
Well, you know, he has a residency there. It's a 9-year residency.
Ooh.
And it keeps getting renewed, and the story is, that's why, because he owes them money.
Jeez.
I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what's floating around this morning. And then finally, a study says that there are certain music artists, mix artists, that help you concentrate the best while driving. Participants were put through a series of hazard perception tests while listening to different playlists from 20 musical artists. Apparently, Drake topped the list. He is the number one artist that helps you concentrate while driving.
I can see that.
I don't know why, though. Maybe just, because you sing more?
Yeah, I just think you're just into the flow. You're like, you're paying attention. It's like a beat, like a four count. And you're like, okay, look left. Check my rearview mirror.
Drake topped the list, followed by a tie between Ariana Grande and Eminem. And this is from Auto Trader, so guys, it's legit.
I was just about to say Ariana Grande. I drove around yesterday. I've been tracking her album. Mm-hmm. It is so good.
Really?
I mean, really, really good.
Yeah, Tara and I are still boycotting her. Not really boycotting, but, you know.
Well, it just makes music. This is how we make a living.
We're disappointed in her personal choices. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we got to talk about the weather. Teresa, it's a high of only 42 today.
Ick, I do not like that. I reject it with every ounce of my being. And then up and trending, up next, we have got to talk about just all the local stuff, you guys, about KU and about the K-State women's team and about the KC Current and so many fun things to celebrate.
Tate McRae, Greedy, good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Today, Teresa, I wish that we had windows in our studio.
Me too.
Just to look out at all the cars and all the walk of shame that we would see today.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about the walk of shame.
There are so many cars that must have... Well, first of all, I'm going to say this. Thank you for not driving home.
Yes.
Because our parking lot, our parking garage, it looks like a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
I am a little disappointed that in the spots that were taken, you somehow managed to pick literally the only spots that our staff uses
Everyone.
In the morning. Which, I mean, I'm not as bad as Rocket. I don't have OCD or anything. But we are creatures of habit. And you kind of mess up my day when I don't get to park in my parking spot.
I'm wearing off on you.
Yeah. I would like to say, though, I do appreciate that there was not any vomit in the parking garage.
None.
Yeah, that's not normal. Usually after St. Patrick's Day, it's quite colorful out there.
Well, welcome to your Monday. Not as warm today. High of only 42.
Also, I was going to say, if we look out our window, it's just going to be dark.
I know.
I still am not adjusted to this time change. I hate it.
I get you.
All right, so we have to celebrate our Kansas City Current, who ushered in the grand opening of CPKC Stadium, the first stadium built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League team. That was Saturday. It was a big win. They defeated the Portland Thorns 5-4 in a match that tied a league record for most total goals, and it was really awesome when Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes helped to open up the game.
This is history. This is incredible. And for you guys to show up for these women in their own stadium is amazing.
Fun.
It was amazing to watch the pregame. Everybody's having such a good time. And then when we drafted Alex Pfeiffer, she's from St. Louis. We signed her at the age of 15. Mm-hmm. She's 16. She's the youngest player ever to score a goal.
Yeah. And so that's her first major league
game,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You remember that name because she's going to be an Olympic player. She is that good.
But just cool for her to, it's awesome that the very first goal ever scored in the stadium was ours.
Yes.
It's awesome that that's her, you know, her big debut and that she got to score a goal the first game and that she gets to say that she was one of the first to score a goal in that stadium.
I think that ABC did a great job covering it. Because it wasn't just on here. This
was everywhere.
All over the United States.
Yeah.
And they made our city look so good.
Made our city look good and awesome that was a sold out crowd of 11,500 fans showing, hey, yeah, we show up for a women's sport in their very own stadium. Yeah,
especially during National Women's Month. I just love that.
Mm-hmm. Sporting KC, they got a win too, their first win of the season over the weekend, beating the San Jose Earthquakes 2-1 at Children's Mercy Park. Guys, it's just going to be all sports all day today because we're celebrating dominate everything. So KU men's basketball, they are headed to the NCAA tournament. They are the 4 seed in the Midwest region. So they will face 13 seed Samford in Salt Lake City on Thursday.
You said
Samford. UConn is the number one overall seed. And then K-State, their women's team was selected as a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. They're going to play against Portland in the first round in Manhattan. And then
first of all, that's pretty cool. They're playing in Manhattan.
Yeah, I love that. And then KU, the women's team, earned an 8 seed in the Regional 3 and will play 9 seed Michigan in the first round. That will be in Los Angeles on Saturday. So we have a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, we do.
Yep, I love that. South Carolina is the number one overall seed, by the way. And Caitlin Clark has Iowa as the number one seed in their region, and that's the first time since 1992.
It's just amazing what women are accomplishing nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I don't want to say that who run the world, girls, but
I'll say it.
But we do.
You do. Without a doubt, you do.
And then finally, I found something over the weekend that I just thought was amazing. There's a thing in New York City. It's called the Matinee Social Club. And apparently their whole concept is that they start partying early. Their slogan, if you go to their Instagram, it says, go out, go to bed. Discos from 5 to 10 p.m.
5 to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's actually not bad idea.
It's not bad. I mean, like, and you could actually show up at 5 and you could be done by 8. No one says there's nothing wrong with that.
You don't have to open it and close it.
No. And this apparently is a very popular place. People are super into it. Because,
now, is it all ages or are they trying to go to the senior community?
No. I mean, I think it's 21 and up, but okay. Yeah, it's all ages. They're saying that even, you know, what's funny is that like the Gen Z, you know, they're all about like, we have to eat healthy and we have to save our planet. And like there's lots of studies showing that you have to have more sleep to be healthy and take care of your body.
I mean, a lot of the countries around the world, that's usually what they do. They're not late night people.
Yeah. You guys, Brock and I have been trying to do this for years. We are totally going to get concerts and big major events to start happening at maybe 3-4 o'clock at the latest.
Why not?
We're all going to be home by 8. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be so healthy. We're going to be so rested.
I mean, think about it, Trisha. They do it already for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think crime's going to go down because we're all going to be at home asleep.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. That's what's trending on Mix.
All right. Let's talk about what we're going to give away next with Rock and Trisha Trivia.
This is fun. So it's Quixotic, which we all know is our local.
They're so good.
They're amazing. They're kind of like a Cirque du Soleil. They're just beautiful. And it's Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite at the Grand Theater. And can I say this, please? Because someone took the time to write it, so I need to read this because it's amazing. It talks about how it's a nonsensical neo-Western cabaret caught in a line dance between Rowdy Ruckus and Witty Whimsy. Prepare to be wooed and wowed.
You know, that sounds like the bars I go to on the weekend on TikTok. Yes. I go to places like that.
Ruckus, like, I just want to be wooed and wowed.
Woo! Next. KMXV is Kansas City. Good morning. It's Rocket and Teresa. I got to tell you, man, so many great shows come to Kansas City. Let's discuss the prize we have for Rock and Teresa's trivia today.
Yeah, I feel like we're just all about local today. We've been really just praising the KC Current and Sporting KC and the, you know, basketball teams, KU men and women, K-State women going to the tournament. And Quixotic is something that KC is known for. It's kind of like a Cirque du Soleil. They're such an amazing group, and they have a show called Whiskey Dynamite. It's going to be at the Grand Theater, and it's kind of a... They describe it as like a neo-Western cabaret.
Yeah.
You may have seen Mallory and Davo doing a video and he's wearing a cowboy hat. That's all you need to know.
I mean, once again, they put on fantastic shows. I've seen them several times since I've been around here in Kansas City.
Yeah, with music and singing and acrobats and aerial stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's very, very cool. So that's what you're going to win if you can answer today's trivia question. 1 out of 9 people have missed work because of this. What is it?
816-476-7093. Do you know the answer? If you do, you win. Call now, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh, they got
panicked.
Scared.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
A funeral.
No, that's a great guess, but no.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Visible.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
They're hungover?
No. A lot of people are going to miss work today because of that. No. 1 out of 9 people have missed work because of this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Thinking it's the wrong day, like it's not Monday?
No. Rocket's done that. Rocket actually came to work on his day off.
Saturday. I'm on a Sunday. Good morning, Mix. What's your answer?
From a headache?
Nope.
Wow, this is harder than I thought.
I know.
Good morning, Mix. What's your answer?
Skipping because the weather is nice.
No.
Another good excuse, though. Good morning, Mix. What's your answer?
Did someone say being sick?
Say it again.
Did someone say being sick?
No.
Nope.
1 out of 9 people have missed work because of this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their child is sick.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it because they didn't want to go?
No. Wow. If that was the case, none of us would ever be at work ever.
No. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once? Hello? Going twice? Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their spouse is sick.
Nope, but you're even warmer.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once, going twice.
Goodbye. 1 out of 9 people have missed work because of this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their pet was sick.
Because of their pets.
Yes.
Either maybe it's because their pet's sick. Maybe it's because they just love them and don't want to leave them at home.
They don't leave them by themselves. Yes.
You just never know. Who is this?
My name's Sherito.
What is your name, Sherito? Oh, hey, you've won on our show before. I remember that's such a unique name. Yes. Well, congratulations. You get a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite. It's going to be at the Grand Theater running through April 13th.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll be right back. Good morning, Kansas City. The Rocket and Tracy Show is on. That is Selfish Justin Timberlake. You know, we were just discussing all the great things that happened in Kansas City. And coming up after Dua Lipa, I'd love to hear from you, KC. Did you go to the game or did you watch the KC Current? This game was televised all over the United States.
It was so exciting. The very first stadium built for a women's sport.
It was so cool to see downtown, Union Station, the Ferris wheel, everything in their color.
Mm-hmm.
Teal. It's gorgeous. So I want to know if you were one of those lucky ones that got to go, or did you watch it somewhere, and did your kids understand how big this game was for women?
I was reading something too. It's so great that KC supports all of our teams. I guess in other cities, even though it's a major league sport, women's soccer merchandise is not always available.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize what a big deal that is.
Rally House put some stuff together. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you get a and chance people to are buying it.
Yes. All right, your calls, your texts coming up in 3 minutes. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy Show. How big was Saturday for the KC Current?
Sold out, 11,500 people stadium.
And Teresa and I were just talking off air. No matter where you go, if you're from Kansas City, you're usually going to wear something in Kansas City. Now you see everybody wearing KC Current gear.
And it looks good.
Yeah, we want to
know. That teal and red.
Yes, we want to know, did you go to the game? And on the phones, it's our favorite friend from last week. Emma is on the phone with her mom. Good morning, Emma.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
Now tell us, first of all, how old are you, Emma?
I'm 12.
Good. So listen, how does a 12-year-old know how history was made? Are you excited about this?
Yeah. This is the first women's team in the world. The 85ers, the first women's USA team, was there watching it.
Very cool.
And there's a whole plaque and stuff. Like there's a whole little section at the stadium made.
Are you there?
Oh no, she cut
Emma,
out.
Emma, call back, honey. Have
she
your mom
was so
call
excited,
back.
Though.
But she's right. There was all these great things that were going on there, and she was in the crowd. I can't wait to have her back on the phone real quick. If you could call back, Emma, 816-476-7093. I think history being made out there. I think it was exciting to see Patrick and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're talking to the crowd right there in public, and it was just a great time. Please text in if you did go to the game or where you watched it. I was at Trezor watching it with our listeners, and I got to tell you, man, everybody, it was fun. It was slow. They just opened up at 11 for brunch, and then I would say about 11:30, Teresa, place started getting crowded.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people watching the game. All my friends that own bars in North Kansas City, they all had the game on. all cheering on Kansas City women.
It made us look really, really good. It made our city look really good.
Yeah.
And the fact that we all showed up to support, I'm saying we, I wasn't there, but the fact that our city showed up to support our women's team in this brand new stadium.
And if you watched it on television, it was just a great game to watch. We have Alex, our 16-year-old who played, scored a goal her first time from St. Louis.
We've got Melissa, who just sent in a text and a really cute picture. It says, I'm third from the right with the black coat on. It was amazing to work there. I can't wait to do it again. Oh, that's fun.
And the season tickets, they're sold out, right?
I believe so. Yeah, yeah. Like, you might still be able to find them for just single game. And I don't know if that means they're available or if it's like resale. But
anyway, just a great time. Congratulations. I think it was really great to see with all the activities going on over the weekend, to see something good like this for women in Kansas City.
Did you see the thing where they had like a plexiglass up in front of the camera, and then the player came over and signed it like an autograph? But it was just really cool the way you could see it, because it's like from the camera's perspective.
And on television during the pregame, they showed the players going into their locker room for the first time. The one that you showed me last week.
Yeah.
Truly amazing. This stadium is beautiful.
Yeah.
I think they do offer tours just to go check it out, because it's like, once again, the first stadium. Why did it take to 2024 for women to finally have their own stadium?
I don't know. Can we get that audio that I gave you? I know it might take a second, but of Patrick and Brittany, because
Let me get it. Tell everybody what it is.
We got to give a little shout out too to our very own Lydia Taylor, who's one of our coworkers here, works for a sister station, and she gets to go out there and do all the, you know, the fun stuff and announcing, and she's the one who got to introduce Brittany and Patrick, and this was just them just thanking everybody before the game.
This is history. This is incredible. And for you guys to show up for these women in their own stadium is amazing.
Now, you asked me, because it's KC Baby, and there's shirts already that say KC Baby everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Was that already a thing, or is that something new they're doing this year? I apologize that I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid.
Once again, it's just nice.
It.
Yeah, it's nice to see Kansas City supporting Kansas City. Speaking of something that's really cool coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. This is really, really cool.
Yeah, so, you know, Variety, the children's charity, great local. Everything is local today, live and local.
Everything's local.
It's a very cool charity here, and they're going to have a book launch. And it's going to involve a very cool Tony Award-winning actress that's coming to town. We'll give you all the details next.
Good morning, KC. Happy Monday. It's the Rocket and Teresa Show. A little cooler today. High of only 42. We were just discussing the KC Current and how, you know, you see the Ferris wheel, the colors. You can buy all kinds of great things. We had some little kids that were able to go, and that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, family fun, and I guess our listeners had a really good time.
Yeah, we have a couple texts here. One from Evelyn that says, my daughter got to sit behind Tech 9. She's 11, got to go with her dad, and it motivated her even more to want to play soccer. And then there was a really sweet text that said, we tailgated in the River Market and walked to the game. It honestly choked me up to be there.
It should.
It's
absolutely
it's
gorgeous.
It's history.
Yes. It is history. Hey, we were just discussing, not just sports, we have a lot of other great things that happen here in Kansas City. In fact, you're going to talk about Big Slick coming here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is another great thing coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, Variety, the children's charity, they do great things helping kids just to be more mobile and to be able to participate and be included in things. You know, they've even got the playground up at the brand new KCI Airport.
It's amazing.
They do a lot of really great things. And they are getting ready to have a book launch, and they're bringing in a celebrity, Ali Stroker. If you don't know who she is very cool. She's an actress. I know you've seen her in TV and movies, and she even won a Tony Award, and she's in a wheelchair. She's like groundbreaking, just opening up doors for people in wheelchairs, you know, and she was on Broadway, like doing dances and everything in her wheelchair and won a Tony Award for it.
That's amazing. Nothing can stop a human being from doing what they want to do.
Yeah. And she's here because what they're going to do is, this is a book that is all about, it's Aubrey's Dream. And it tells a story about KC's own Aubrey and her real life love of performance and theater inspired by the story. And then Ali Stroker is part of that. They're both on the cover of the book, and then she's coming in to do this big book launch, and it's just going to be a fun party. It's at Starlight Theater.
That'd be just amazing and beautiful. We have tickets if you want to go. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. You were happy about the times of this, too.
Oh, yeah, it's 4 to 6. See, we people, you got to jump on board. Rocket and I, we've known for a long time that you should be done with everything by 6 p.m. and bed by 8. And now I love that this event is from 4 to 6.
And it's just a great event that's happening right here in Kansas City. We want you to be a part of it. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kathy Ruiz.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, you get a 4-pack of tickets to this Variety Kansas City's Variety Tales book launch with Ali Stroker. It's going to happen on Wednesday, March 20th. That's this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at Starlight Theater. It'll be a really fun party, and it's from 4 to 6 p.m.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for listening. I think this is going to be great. Take a lot of pictures. We want to see them, and we'll post them up on our social media pages, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back. All right. When we come back,
We have your trending topics. We got to talk about the KC Current and all the basketball, local basketball teams that made it to the big tournament. And like Rocket said, Big Slick, we've got tickets going on sale. I'll give you everything you need to know.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone. Man, I love that guy's voice. It's weird because I don't watch the TV show much anymore. American Idol.
Yeah, I don't watch it at all either.
I just
either.
Don't. It seems like it's ran its course so many years ago. The first winner, was she the first winner when we had Kelly Clarkson?
Are you
American Idol. Was Kelly Clarkson our first winner?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson was the very first winner. Yes.
She's probably the most successful American Idol person, right?
I think so. I would say Carrie Underwood is a very close second.
Yeah, so, you know, he was on American Idol, and he was like, I don't think I need it. And he didn't. He went on and just made his own record deal.
See, I don't even know when he was on. What season was it?
It would have been just a couple seasons ago. You don't watch. You really don't watch.
You know what? When Fox said bye, American Idol, I felt like, okay, let's let it go. And then ABC was like, nope, let's resurrect it from the dead.
Do you watch The Voice?
No. My husband loves The Voice, and I mean, I keep up with it, and like I know that it's a cool thing this season, like Dan and Cher, the first duo coaches, and I keep up with who's on it and all that stuff, and my husband shows me clips, but I just don't sit down and watch it. I don't really sit down and watch anything anymore.
So Dan and Cher, we'll have tickets to see them, by the way, next hour, right?
Love that.
I'm super excited about the big game Saturday. I got to tell you, I was so nervous. I was in Briarcliff with our listeners. I bought some brunch for him and his family, Eric.
Eric Wood.
Yeah, and it was so fun because a lot of people were there and were taking Ubers.
Down to the KC Current Stadium.
They all parked in Briarcliff and left, but it was just amazing. And I still am going to brag about this girl. She signed with us when she was 15. She now is 16. She's not even registered to go to college yet, not till the class of 2024. And she scored a goal.
Yep, talking about Alex Pfeiffer.
Yes.
It was a very cool event. You know, just the fact that this was the grand opening of CPKC Stadium, the first stadium built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League team. That was such a cool thing. It was sold out. It holds 11,500 fans. Tech N9ne was there performing. Brittany and Patrick Mahomes, who are co-owners, they were there and had just, you know, thanks for the crowd.
This is history. This is incredible. And for you guys to show up for these women in their own stadium is amazing.
It was super exciting to see, first of all, our coworker, who's adorable. She was she was there. I'm like, she looked like a little kid. She was so happy.
Oh yeah, she does a really good job too. And that's a league record, right? For most total goals. We beat Portland 5-4.
It would have been if they scored 10, I think, but are close to a league record.
The story I found said they tied a league record for most goals.
Yes.
So total goals.
Yes. It was great. One goal away. It was a great match. I mean, goal. What a great way to open it up and kick off that stadium. Not just in Kansas City. The world was watching yesterday.
It's so pretty because just the view, like how you can see the bridge and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a TikTok video that the KC Current posted where they were asking the players who's going to be the first one to kick it into the river.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Like just the teal seats. I just love it. I love the colors. Sporting KC also notched their first win of the season over the weekend, beating the San Jose Earthquakes 2-1 at Children's Mercy Park. The University of Kansas men's basketball team is headed to the NCAA tournament. The Jayhawks are the 4 seed in the Midwest region, and they will face Samford with an M. Mm-hmm. Samford in Salt Lake City on Thursday. UConn is the number one overall seed. K-State women's team, they were selected as 4 seed in the tournament. They're going to play Portland in the first round in Manhattan, Kansas.
Big for Manhattan.
Yep. And then KU women's team, they earned an 8 seed. They are going to play 9 seed Michigan in the first round. That game will be in Los Angeles at 2 o'clock Saturday.
Once again, a lot happening.
Yes, so much going on. And today, well, today's one of the first day I can talk about it. Tomorrow is actually when Big Slick tickets go on sale. Of course, this is the 15th annual Big Slick Celebrity Weekend. It's hosted every year by our hometown celebrities, Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, David Koechner, Eric Stonestreet, Heidi Gardner. And then they always invite their celebrity friends. It's going to be May 31st and June 1st. It's always a Friday and a Saturday. And on Friday will be the celebrity softball tournament out at the K before the Royals game. And then Saturday is the big party and show at T-Mobile Center. Tomorrow is the pre-sale. And then Friday is when tickets go on sale for everyone. So just go to BigSlickKC.org.
Don't you think it's super cool? You just named some celebrities and you're going, oh yeah, they're from Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so cool.
I love it. I love it so much. I love that they have always given us a lot of exposure, and now especially with the Chiefs and everything going and the KC Current, like all eyes are on Kansas City.
Oh yeah.
When you really look back with the NFL draft, yes, and the Super Bowl.
The airport.
Yes. Seriously. Like, you guys, wow. I don't know if you know this, but we live in a pretty cool place. And we talked about this too, where like people in New York, they like, you don't see people who live in New York walking around with I Love New York shirts on. But no. Here in Kansas City, that's all we want to wear is, yes, something that says Kansas City on it.
Everything.
I'm not embarrassed about it. I love it. And you know what? Because everything today has just been so local and positive, and we have so many things to celebrate here, I thought we should end Trending Topics with some good feeling stories, because I don't think I'm hormonal today. I've been crying a lot today. Like, for good things.
Yes.
There's a beloved college security guard who just mentioned to some students that he hadn't visited his family in Nigeria for a long time. So these college students put together a GoFundMe and raised enough money to surprise him with a trip to Nigeria.
That's
amazing.
Isn't
that nice?
Yeah.
And then, you guys know I'm all about this one, a Florida woman just celebrated her 106th birthday with family and friends at Walt Disney World. She had never been in her entire life. So at 106, Magnolia Jackson got to celebrate at Disney for the very first time.
Keep talking.
Magnolia Jackson, she went to Walt Disney World and celebrated for the very first time at 106.
Miss Jackson is celebrating her 106th birthday. Miss Magnolia, on behalf of the 80,000 cast members of Walt Disney World and your community here, oh, happy birthday and welcome to the Magic Kingdom!
Yeah! Happy birthday to you! Happy,
that makes me so happy.
I can tell. Just look at it.
Did I screw up the audio? Did I forget to play Patrick and Brittany? Is that why the audio wasn't where it should
be? That's why I was kind of
confused.
Well,
then we should go back and play it. Well, I don't care if it's out of order. We can do it. Well, our names are on the show. We can do it in any order we want. This was Patrick and Brittany at the game. Just thanking. Are you sure we didn't play it?
We played it.
Well, you know what? Play it again, Rocket. Just because I said we can.
This is history. This is incredible. And for you guys to show up for these women in their own stadium is amazing.
By the way, the shirts are out there. Did you ever find out if it was it a thing prior to us even knowing about it?
I don't know. You're the soccer guy on the show, but I love it.
Yes, and people are also pointing out during an interview, it looks like that Patrick Mahomes and his wife are going to be pimping new sunglasses, because they had sunglasses on during the game.
Remember that time you bought some Patrick Mahomes sunglasses and they were too big for your face and you had to return them?
Yeah, my daughter was mad at me.
Yeah, you're such a little guy.
Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Hello and welcome.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
All right, I got a bone to pick with Sloppy Joe's Day. First of all, that was one of my all-time favorite sandwiches still. Sloppy Joe sandwich, little American cheese on it, I just love it. You look like you're about to
be disgusted. I wish you could see the look on my face right now.
You don't like them.
I've eaten them. They're not my favorite. Did you ever eat Mamwich?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's like a name brand of it. I don't think it's as good as just a regular Sloppy Joe.
The thing is, if you're going to have a day, right, like National Sloppy Joe's Day, why don't they have them at a fast food restaurant? I don't even know where they even sell Sloppy Joe sandwiches.
Get some ground beef, add some ketchup, be
no,
done.
No, I want to pick it up. I want to go do a drive-thru and say, I want the Sloppy Joe.
A few years back, I think I bought some. It must have been a Mamwich thing, because in my head, I was like, you know, I remember when I was young, I liked that. I'll bet my kids will eat it. Mm-mm.
Why?
I opened it up, and I think I might have even just thrown it out without making it.
What, the smell?
Or I was just like, this is gross.
Well, especially if it's already in a can and you're not mixed. Or you use a Sloppy Joe to cook.
Well, that's the mix. You add the mix. Yeah, it's the seasoning that you add to the meat.
But if anybody knows, just humor me. Text me or call 816-476-7093. Oh. I want to know, where can I get a Sloppy Joe?
This text says, tell Rocket they sell them at the lunchbox.
The lunchbox?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, now I need to look up the lunchbox because I got to find that.
Okay.
I mean, just a Sloppy Joe, a good sloppy, homemade Sloppy Joe. My mom used to make them, and I'm telling you, they were just so good.
I mean, really, it's just like tomato sauce and what, like some peppers?
Everybody's different when they make your
Sloppy
Joes.
How did your mom make it?
She made it was kind of like a chili, and then I would put American cheese on it. She thought I was crazy, but it's just like a cheeseburger.
No, it's not like a cheeseburger. It's a Sloppy Joe, because it's sloppy and gross.
It's a weird thing. Why all of a sudden we have all these great days, a Sloppy Joe day? I remember having them when I first started eating Sloppy Joe. It was at school lunch.
I think you just got a condescending text. Okay. It says, honestly, make your own.
I don't have.
Now, maybe that text actually was meant to be read like, honestly, make your own. Like, they're easy. But I take it as, honestly, God, Rocket, seriously?
You're so stupid.
You can't just make your own Sloppy
What's
Joe.
What's wrong with you? You're a grown-ass man, and you can't even make a Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, that's the underlying message, I think, in the text.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah.
Turn your radio down.
Sloppy Joes are awesome with barbecue sauce.
Never
mixed
thought of
barbecue
that.
Sauce, not Mamwich. Mamwich is like barf.
Yeah, it is.
But do you know any place that sells them?
It's Michelle from Hy-Vee. When I saw you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good talking to you. I'm glad you called.
And you definitely have to put American cheese on it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But who sells them? Like, where can you go today and say, hey, man, happy Sloppy Joe Day. Can I get one to go? Where?
No, I'll bring you some. Sloppy
Joe. Oh, someone here says Wahlburgers on the text line.
Wahlburgers?
Yeah, this is my personal favorite text. No one sells them because they're disgusting.
Are they really disgusting?
Yes. But honestly, Rocket, it's something that's easy to make. It's kind of like when you just make taco seasoning. It's just beef. Get ground beef, and then you add the stuff to it.
I don't make ground beef taco seasoning. Oh, duh. God. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
You can get a pocket burger at In a Tub. It's kind of like a Sloppy Joe, but a little different.
Okay, I've actually had a pocket burger, and they're good.
Yes, delicious.
Hmm.
Pocket burger. Okay, hey, thank you for calling. It's just like back in places when we worked in Oklahoma, it's like a taco burger. You know, where they put like taco meat, lettuce, and stuff on a bun.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Someone says Made Rights in Lexington, Missouri.
See, something tells me in Lexington, a small place like that, probably has the best homemade Sloppy Joe sandwiches ever.
Lots of people are sending you screenshots of the lunchbox. You at least just have some support. Patrick says, I'm with Rocket. I love Sloppy Joes. Victoria says, I don't know for sure, but maybe Price Right Market in Delhi.
Oh, yeah, north.
And then New Way in Leavenworth has loose meat sandwiches.
Kind of the same thing.
No, I think, isn't Sloppy Joe more of a ground beef thing?
Yeah, but sometimes that's how they make the patties.
Someone on the text line says a meatloaf sandwich should hit a close second.
Okay, I agree. Have you ever had a meatloaf sandwich?
Not a sandwich, I've had meatloaf.
Yum.
This is the Brick in KCMO used to have one.
That's a cool place. Mm. See, I'm not alone on Sloppy Joe's, Teresa.
I mean, yeah, you are. this one says Paradise Smithville, she's on Facebook. She does Sloppy Joes and hash brown casserole. Okay, you had me at hash brown casserole.
Yeah, you load up there.
I will eat any kind of a potato all day.
All All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have something pretty cool we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, we have tickets for Dan and Shay coming to KC.
She can dance, a fantastic dancer, great voice, Tate McRae. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. You know, being in radio, Teresa and I were just discussing all the things that we've been able to do and see and meet. Everybody from all walks of life, not just music, but, you know, TV, radio, everything. And I remember going in our conference room. This is still in Westport, but we were downstairs, different studio.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we saw Dan and Shay?
Yeah, you know, I actually don't remember.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, this is right before they...
Let me guess. Is this another one of those that I did not get a picture with and that's why they're famous?
Probably.
You know, they need to thank me. If I had taken a photo with them, they wouldn't have a career.
Just two great guys that were on their way up. And I'm like, it was just great to meet them.
Yeah, I mean, super nice. And it's really cool that right now they are the first duo coaches on The Voice. It's kind of a fun concept. They have that weird double chair. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, and this was a really cool moment the other day when a woman was, you know, auditioning, but then she told them something very special about her and her fiancé.
I did want to tell y'all, Dan and Shay, I am a huge fan of y'all, and I'm getting married next year. My fiancé's here. Our first dance song is From the Ground Up.
Aww. So.
No!
Are you serious?
Bring him up.
Do we have a guitar here?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, I love this idea. This is good.
It is so nice to meet you, Ryan.
You guys are going to have some tall babies.
What's happening, guys? Can we sing a little bit of that song for you guys right now? No pressure at all, but we actually have a pastor here if you guys just want to knock it out right now.
It would be a first on The Voice.
John, are you ordained?
We got a vacation Bible school teacher here. He might be ordained.
I got so scared.
All right, this is going to be a rehearsal for your wedding.
Grandma and Grandpa painted a picture of 65 years.
Now I'm gonna cry. This is a great moment. House,
more than a memory, more than saying I do. Kiss you good nights and I love yous. Me and you, baby, we'll walk in their footsteps, build our own family, one day at a time. 10 little toes, a painted pink room, a beautiful baby looks just like you anywhere but this love. From the ground up.
What a special moment for that couple to have.
That was the moment we had here in our studios at Kansas City.
Except there wasn't a couple slow dancing.
No. And you missed it.
Yeah, I did. You know what, Rocket? I'm getting to the point where I maybe was there and I just don't remember. I'm the worst. But you know, it's a cool moment, though, where Chance the Rapper, who's also a coach this season, actually pulls out his own cell phone and is recording it. Because he thought it was such a cool moment. He just wanted to have that, in his own phone. I love it. We actually have tickets because it's time for Dan and Shay to come back to Kansas City. Going to be at T-Mobile on April 7th. So let's give those away.
Yeah, if you want to go, call right now, 816-476-7093. They've really come a long way in their music career.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so funny to think about. They were just as lively on The Voice as they were when they were in studio for the first time.
It's the Heartbreak on the Map tour. It must be all about your life, Rocket.
Yep. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Would you like to go see Dan and Shay in concert?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, you've got the tickets. You'll be there on April 7th at T-Mobile.
Yeah.
You sound very excited. How long have you been a fan?
Not terribly long. My husband got me into them.
Yeah, they're a great group. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Sounds like someone's going to get her brownie points with her husband.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good morning, KC. I hope you're enjoying your Monday. Going to be cool today, high of 42. Tomorrow, do we find out who's all going to be at Big Slick?
I don't know. The pre-sale is tomorrow for tickets, but I don't know when we get the actual celebrity announcements.
pretty excited about that. When you said 15 years, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
We had such a great weekend in Kansas City, doesn't it? With everything we've been doing this, and then you talked about it. Now 15 years with Big Slick. I just love living in this city.
Mm-hmm. Pre-sale tomorrow, and then the tickets go on sale for everybody on Friday.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, as always,
we'd like to take a second look. There's a thing in New York City. It's called the Matinee Social Club. And apparently their whole concept is that they start partying early. Their slogan, if you go to their Instagram, it says, go out, go to bed. Discos from 5 to 10 p.m.
5 to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
It's not bad. Brock and I have been trying to do this for years. We are totally going to get concerts and big major events to start happening at maybe 3, 4 o'clock at the latest.
Why not?
We're all going to be home by 8. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be so healthy. We're going to be so rested.
I mean, think about it, Trisha. They do it already for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think crime's going to go down because we're all going to be at home asleep.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
That is so true, isn't it?
I'm going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
I mean, this is why when I go to certain resorts, you know, I travel by myself all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I go to certain resorts, whether it be like in Florida or Mexico, when the sun goes down and the beach is closed, city's over.
Yeah, we party in the day.
Yes.
We sleep at night, just like our human bodies were meant to do.
Absolutely. All right, KC, we're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless. Kansas City's number one hit music station.